and welcome to episode 113 of Comics and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Chris.
And I'm Lumpy.
And this is the review show that reviews comics, chronologically, kind of.
Stumbled a little bit there.
I did not stumble.
Almost like you're rusty.
Yeah. See, I'm a little rusty.
Whatever. Anyway, so today we were supposed to cover... There's a dog barking in the background. So.
He said he only guaranteed you wouldn't hear a cat. He didn't say nothing about a dog.
You asked about cats.
Did not mention a dog. Now, I mean, you want to keep complaining about the dog, maybe he'll quiet the dog down, but it was not mentioned in the contract for this episode.
I got nothing for you with the dog. Dog's an asshole.
Maybe we should just get rid of all your animals and we won't have this problem.
Talk to my wife and my daughter.
It'll be quieter if you podcast in the yard.
If I could get... service in my yard, I would podcast from my yard.
I thought about it too. I even got lights out on the back deck. I thought about doing that myself, running the microphone out the window and doing it out on the back deck.
When I finally get everything set up out there, I will podcast from my yard. I will light a fire and podcast from the yard. But
you got one with deck heaters.
Yeah, I have one.
Yeah.
I can't do it right now because my Wi-Fi outside is terrible.
The sound's different. You ever listen to a podcast when somebody's podcasting from outside? It sounds completely different. It's very tinny. Yeah. I think you need the walls to bounce your voice off of. I don't know. I mean, I'm not an audio technique. I can't even get it out.
Lumpy's audio is always kind of a little off compared to mine and yours because he's...
Yeah.
In an open space, he sounds echoey.
He's got a big ceiling, right? Yeah, is that what it is? Your ceiling's high, right?
No, my ceiling's low, but the room is big. I'm in a full finished basement, so it's not a small space at all.
Yeah, I'm in a 10x10 room. That's why it's different. Yeah,
yours audio sounds way better than his audio.
I know. Same here. Yours sounds better than his too. But his isn't bad today. It actually sounds pretty good today.
I want to try it on my new computer. But I'm afraid it's going to take forever to get it going. Last time I had trouble with it, I'm like, I'm just going to keep doing it on this for now, and then we'll figure it out.
I mean, you do sound better now than you have in the past. So.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I didn't change anything, so.
What were we doing today? I forgot what we're doing today.
Batman? Oh, are we podcasting?
Yeah, we're already recording. It's only been 2 minutes. We're good.
That's fine.
So the dog stopped barking now.
That's what we're doing. We're waiting for the dog to stop barking.
Yeah. So today we were supposed to cover Batman like we normally do, but we're changing the format a little bit here. The episodes are too long for the Batman.
We don't want to subject you to 2 hours of Batman. Is that what you're saying, TJ?
Kind of. There is that, but there's also the fact that I don't feel like we give the episodes their proper due when they're all stretched long like that. So I figured behind the curtain things, it makes it easier on me and gives us more episodes. So we're going to...
Right, give us more episodes. Easier on you, though. With all the money you make from this podcast, you shouldn't be complaining about it.
Yeah, the whole $0. In fact, not $0. I think I make negative...
You're in the negatives.
Negative $40 for hosting fees, yeah. So not only negative 40, but negative 40 every month or some shit like that.
Well, yeah, we are officially in the hole for the podcast.
Yeah, so. Definitely. So there's that whole thing. But yeah, it'll be easier for me instead of having to edit one long podcast, edit 4 short ones and release the episodes week by week that way. So today we're actually going to be covering the first issue, the first story in the Batman issue. And it deserves to be its own episode, honestly, considering what we're covering.
Yeah, I agree.
But with that being said, this is the October, October-November?
Yes.
Yeah, October-November issue of Batman number 25. And we're going to cover the first story of this one called Knights of Knavery. It was written by Don Cameron, penciled by Jack Burnley, inked by Jerry Robinson, and lettered by George Russo. So, I didn't think this through.
But the first episode we're going to have to do the cover page, right? Is that what you're getting ready to say?
Yeah.
And I got bad news. You're probably not going to get a joke till the last episode. I can't keep wasting all my A material on 4 episodes for one book here.
He's just lazy and he doesn't want to come up with four different jokes.
No, it's because you sprung it on me just 5 minutes ago.
Well, there's that too. But how hard is it to look up an electric joke for the last episode? Or
I write these jokes.
Yeah, you write these jokes. Sure you do. It's laziness.
And how do you know it's going to be an electric joke for the last episode?
Because it's about it's about electricians.
Whoa, spoilers. You just ruined it for everybody.
I spoiled 3 weeks from now. It's fine.
Yeah.
Anyway. Back to the cover here. Uncle Chris, I guess you're doing it because Lumpy is muted.
I guess I'm doing it because he's not here. So we got the regular Batman logo. Batman's blue and the writing's in red. It says Batman number 25. It's 10 cents. And the caption at the top said, "Are two villains better than one?" Should I tell you about the rest of it?
Yes.
It says Joker and Penguin get together in this issue. We're starting up the Rogues Gallery. We got the two together. And then the graphic on it is Batman and Robin on a motorcycle jumping through a flaming hoop. It's drawn really well. I like it. I like Batman's cape. Looks like it's frayed at the bottom a little bit. And the fire looks cool. And I don't know why Robin's ride. Doesn't Robin have a sidecar yet? Does he ride on the back of Batman's motorcycle?
I guess he's riding on the back of Batman's motorcycle in this one.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's cool, but it's literally just a black background.
It is. It's not a lot of I feel like they put a lot of detail in the actual motorcycle and
But it feels like they put a lot of detail into the motorcycle and the flames because they didn't want to draw a background.
So, but yeah, they probably did.
It was smart.
The motorcycle has, almost too much detail.
Oh, yeah, you can even see, the engine underneath the front and stuff like that.
Yeah, and they tried to draw, the sprockets. It almost looks like an Erector set.
Yeah, it's got a lot of pipes and chrome all over the place. I like it, though. I think it looks neat, but
it looks like it's overcompensating for the lack of a cover.
Well, they got to spend a little more time on this stuff because they didn't have to draw buildings. Well, usually they just draw a big circle and color it in whatever color they want, like it's the sun sometimes, too. So,
I don't think I mentioned the cover artist for this is Dick Sprang, and the executive editor is Whitney Ellsworth. So,
anyway. Same people.
So, but this is actually a trick that they're doing, though.
Yeah, they're jumping through a void.
Yeah, but you know how sometimes on some of the covers, it's almost they can draw a fiery circle that they're driving through. But on this one, they actually drew the stand that's holding the fire circle. So it's clearly part of a trick, I guess is what they were going for here. So,
all right. In any case, and another quick note about the cover, because you brought it up, Uncle Chris. You said this is the start of the Rogues Gallery.
Right.
With Joker and the Penguin. But this is the only story these two are in together in the entire Golden Age of storytelling.
Wow, really?
Really?
Yes.
Now, are there other pair-ups or no?
Oh, they do pair-up. I just don't think it happens until, the 60s.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so this is the only time these two pair...
I mean, I know they pair up. I mean, does, Joker and Catwoman get back together? Or... Because I think we had one with Joker and Catwoman before,
We did, but that was... Jeez. I think that was the second Batman issue.
Yeah, I was going to say that was a while back.
Actually, that might have been in the first Batman issue. No, that was... had to be, the second one. Yeah, it was a long time ago. But I'm sure others do team up, but this is the only time Joker and Penguin team up together.
Okay.
In the whole of the Golden Age of storytelling.
Got it.
So, but and even even now though, we've been covering a lot of Batman issues. We've covered a lot of them, and there hasn't been many team ups at all. There's we still don't really have that Rogues Gallery where they're all kind of in this. It doesn't feel like they're all in the same world. It feels like they're all taking turns.
Well, and also in this spoiler alert, but in this comic, they start talking about Gotham's only big enough for one of them.
Yeah, so
they weren't both in Gotham together ever before.
To be
they want to split it. I know we're ahead of ourselves, but
to be fair, Penguin kind of did one job in Gotham, and then he goes once to other states and did everything else.
Okay,
I think the first job was in Gotham, and then if you remember, the next story he was on the run. And then he was, in Florida on a boat with a bunch of other bird people and stuff. So I'm sure he's come back to Gotham a few times.
Okay.
But he does a lot of his stuff out of state, too. Anyway, that was that. Let's move on to the non-canon splash page, where it is Lumpy's turn.
you have Batman with Robin, the Boy Wonder, and that is in red. With the big Batman, you do have the Bob Kane, little white, with a yellow circle with in green says Knights of Knavery. And there's a big white scroll with a whole bunch of words on it. At the top says Deed of Partnership Part 1.
Read the whole thing.
There is
bullshit about this. You know, I'm going to let you finish the explanation, but you know what's bullshit about this? All they did is they took the giant box of text that they normally do, and because it's part of the story, yep. They threw it on here to make it seem like, oh, look, isn't that clever? But no, it's yeah. the same giant box of garbage text.
You're right. It is. It's the same junk that they throw on that first thing, and I never read ever. So you have Batman. I mean, you have Joker and Penguin are signing this piece of paper, and in the background is actually a really neat like coat of arms, which has like a slash through it, and you have a little penguin animal and an umbrella on the top, and then on the bottom part is the Joker's symbol with like you know. The diamonds and spades and heart, like, fate things on it, which is I thought was pretty neat.
The suits from a
play, suits from cards. And you got Batman and Robin sneaking in a window.
Yeah, of course they're coming in through the window.
Well, they don't know how to use doors. I don't think he knows how to twist the doorknob.
They didn't break through the window.
That's true. They didn't break it. They decided to open it this time.
The window was either open or they opened it.
Yeah, I don't believe that they opened it. I think it was already open. That's why they didn't have to break through it. Because they don't open windows.
It really doesn't matter because this is non-canon anyway.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm positive. Anyway, are we done with that?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Anyway, we open up in the home of the richest woman in town, Mrs. Van Landorf?
I cannot say it. I have no idea what it's supposed to sound like and why there's like a P and an F at the end.
Yeah, it's spelled L-A-N-D-O-R-P-F.
It's spelled, no, that's not even, I was going to say it's spelled like Paul Orndorff, the wrestler, but it's not even. There's a P in there. Why is there a
P? Yeah, there's a P, and I don't know how to say it.
Landorp?
Dorp, yeah. Landorp. There's too many consonants and not enough vowels in that word.
Unless that is a mistake.
Ah, possibly.
It's like a typo by accident.
We'll have to see if the name comes back up again and it's right.
Probably not, but... I mean, the name probably won't come back up again.
Yeah, probably not.
I mean, her name is in this again, and it is spelled the exact same way.
Okay. Maybe it was a typo at first, and I'm like, oh, well, I'm not fixing it, so
they it's ran with it
from now on. Yeah, that's it.
Anyway, the Penguin, I assume, just robbed something of it, because he's on the roof of her building, and he uses his umbrella to try to glide away as Batman and Robin are in silhouette chasing him, and they jump off the roof and tackle him to the ground, and that's it. They capture him. They throw him in prison. Story over.
It looks like they tackle him onto a cloud, is what it looks like, because it's a blue sky, and then they hit him.
Well, he's flying away on his with his umbrella, and they actually hitch a ride.
Oh, I see.
They grab on, and they hitch a ride, basically. But, the other weird thing about this right now is the Penguin actually didn't do anything, which is a little confusing.
He had to be doing something. Oh, no, he didn't. He was breaking and entering.
I don't even know if he was inside, because in the story, they catch him on the roof, and he did not get the emerald that he was looking for.
Okay. Right. Still trespassing.
Still trespassing.
Yeah.
Now, I mentioned this before we started. I flew through these comics, and now I'm realizing why. Because there's only 6 panels on this page, and a lot of the pages are like that.
Yep.
I really liked this. I liked this, the format of this one. It was very easy to read.
Yeah, they don't have those weird ones where there's like long ones and stuff.
Oh, yeah. The ones where it's like you might as well just take the pictures out because you can't. All you see is people's faces and all the word bubbles all over the place.
Yeah. But my whole thing was like he goes to jail for this, but you wouldn't go to jail for trespass.
No, but he also probably escaped from prison.
You're probably right.
In the 40s, and you're trespassing in a rich person's house, I bet you would go to jail for a while.
That's true, too.
Yeah, I didn't think of it that way. I just thought, like, well, how the hell did he end up in jail?
Yeah, I mean, like, he probably escaped for the 13,000th time, and they're like, oh, you gotta go back now.
True.
Right, basically, true. They're catching him to go back. It has nothing to do with his even trespassing here. These are all for priors.
And you know what? Attempting a crime is still a crime, too.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway, so they throw the Penguin in jail, and he's got a new cellmate, but Joker is in the same cell as him.
Did the Penguin put some weight on?
They just draw him weird.
Sometimes yeah, he looks a little chubbier this time.
Sometimes he's thinner, and sometimes he's... It depends on the artist, I think, too.
Okay.
Because I don't think they figured out his design quite yet.
Yeah, I was going to say chunkier. The same. I don't like skinny penguin. I think they haven't figured it out.
No, skinny penguin doesn't feel right. You're right, because it's not penguin. No, I don't like skinny penguin. It's not penguin-like.
Right, I like him a little chunkier. I want to see a chunky penguin.
But I don't think it's a good idea to put anyone in the same cell as the Joker. I don't care if it is the Penguin.
Nope. Like, they should never put... Because they don't even know if he's going to live when you put him in the cell with the Joker.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Right.
Now, to be fair, this is goofy Joker. That he's done nothing. I don't think he's killed anyone in, like, years at this point. So,
right. Don't worry, he'll start again eventually.
Yeah, eventually he'll get back to it. But when he first started, he was, like, mercilessly killing people left and right.
Oh, yeah.
Always be in isolation.
But when this first started, so was Batman.
This is true.
That is true.
Yeah, yeah, but we were murdering people left and right.
But, like, Batman was never thrown in jail, and if he was, he would probably be in isolation, too.
Sure.
So.
Yeah.
But he's a cop, so.
Now he's a cop, though.
Yes.
Anyway, there's the Penguin and the Joker are in the same cell, and they're arguing who's better, and they can't come to a thing, and it's like, Gotham's not big enough for the both of them, so they're gonna make a bet to see who can take over. Who can steal the emerald that it was the emerald that Penguin couldn't steal, right?
Yeah, I think it's from that Orndorff
Van Dorth emerald. Anyway, so they're gonna do this. So they need to get out though. So they said they need a clean cell. The place is a pigsty, and I don't know if if they can just demand someone come clean their cells. That seems a little weird to me, but. The guard shows up with a broom and says, clean it yourselves, essentially.
Right, pretty much just go clean it yourself.
And then they take...
Which is what they wanted.
Right.
Yeah. The cops are just stupid, as well as the guards in Gotham. We just accept
them. I mean, they're hired by the same people, I think.
So they take the metal band off of the broom, because, you know, this is a 1940 broom. It's like those old witch brooms and stuff like that. Yes. So they use that to hook the guard's keys, and...
They're even arguing over whose idea was each little thing, too. It was my idea to get the broom, and it was my idea to make a hook out of the wire.
Yeah, that's part of the whole story.
Yeah.
So they hook it, they get the keys, they unlock the cell, knock the guard out, and I guess they just run out the front door.
Yeah. Well, there's an alarm going off. It says E like that.
I guess there's one guard, and there's no one... Like, the gates don't even look like they're open, but...
It doesn't look like a little tiny jail either. It looks like a big, like a prison.
Well, I mean, to be fair, they also have all of the keys.
True. They did have a whole key ring.
They did have a whole key ring, but there was no guards in between that guard and all the other guards.
Well, when you have a jail that just has Joker and Penguin in it, you don't need more than one guard.
That's fair. Anyway, they get away. So then we cut over to the home of Bruce Wayne, and he's reading the paper because that's how he gets all of his information.
Yeah.
And Joker and Penguin have escaped the penitentiary. However...
So because it said Joker and Penguin escaped the penitentiary, they ran and got their outfits on.
Yeah, because we gotta go find them. Because they've been probably sitting there for days reading the newspaper hoping for somebody.
Nothing's happened again.
I don't know why they don't just stroll around and stumble on crime.
They do that too. They go on vacation and find stuff.
They probably have been doing it for days, and it's like, we caught everyone now. God. Anyway, they go to the Van Landorf. That's a bad name.
Wow, the Van Landorf. I didn't realize it was Van Landorf.
I wonder why they did that. Like, why would you even... Just write Smith.
Is that a common name, maybe?
I don't know, but does it even matter? Like, why would you even bother to put a long name in? Just write Smith. Like,
because she's supposed to be rich.
Well, every character they put in, they don't know if they're going to use again. So they're trying to make everybody, you know, have separate.
It's like such a long name.
If you're rich, you have a long name. That's just how it works.
Apparently. Yeah, when you get rich, you buy more names. That's what the first thing you buy is more names.
Yeah, because you notice every rich person has a van in front of it. So yeah, man. When you hit a certain threshold, you just become a van something.
I'm going to get my name changed. Maybe it'll help.
So Batman and Robin go to the rich lady's house, and they're set in a trap. I think that's what's happening here. There's a lot of words.
Yeah. They're telling her to say she's going to wear the emerald.
Right. So I guess I should mention this up front, too. When did you guys read this?
Today.
Today.
Yes.
I read it today.
When were we supposed to read this?
July, I don't want to date you. 2 months ago.
July 9th. If you really want
to. Yeah, but this isn't going to come out until who knows, but.
Yeah. But, so I read it 2 months ago, so.
You don't reread when it comes up again?
No. Because I remember the story.
Wow. I can't.
I mean,
I reread it
just because.
I read it again today for the first time. That's what I read today.
No. I remember the story. I just don't remember the little details that happened in between.
I just read it again just to be safe.
So. I think you're going to have to put a little more work into all this. We already discussed you make way too much money doing this. So.
Yeah, now you're being lazy. Not catching up.
Maybe we should do the podcast when we're supposed to do it, and then I wouldn't have to wait 2 months in order to review it.
Well, you don't pay us enough, so we both have to work overtime, and then we can't get a chance to.
I pay you more than I get paid.
Well, you don't pay us at all, but you're in the negative, so I get
exactly.
It.
I'm in the negative too. So.
Yeah, but I pay more than even you pay. In any case. Batman and Robin leave, and then Penguin reads about the Van Dorp Emerald, and he's going to go steal it. That's essentially what that's. There's a long conversation between him and his goons.
You know how they figure it out? They say that she wouldn't wear that emerald with the outfit she's going to wear.
Well, and I don't know, so they never go into how Joker does it. But actually, it does make sense, because the Penguin is a gentleman, like in his backstory, he is a gentleman, so I actually got it that he would understand that. Like, he would know.
A trap?
Yeah, he would know that. The Joker, on the other hand, I don't know how he figured it out. But
here it goes right here. Penguin says, since emeralds aren't worn with tailored things, it'll be in the safe at the Landorf home because she wouldn't be wearing it because she's got tailored items on.
Here's the thing. This isn't the first time Batman's used this trick either, though.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, it's and Penguin and Joker have both fallen for this trick previously.
Right.
So, they're like, we're not falling for Batman's trick again. That jewel's gonna be in the safe, and we're gonna go there. Except, you know, Batman's planning for that, too. So, so it's like everyone's one step of everyone else.
Maybe that's why. Maybe he's like, alright, they fell for it the first time, they're never gonna fall for it a second time, so let's keep going this way.
He knows that they're gonna go to the house instead of the thing.
Right. Batman knew that by putting that in there, they would go to the house and not.
So he doesn't think they're gonna fall for the trap. He's expecting them to not fall for the trap in order to go to the thing. So
and then fall for the trap.
Yeah, then fall for the trap, exactly. So it's a little convoluted, but it's fine. Anyway, Batman and Robin, the night of the robbery, hide in giant mugs. That's what they are, yeah. Giant vases or pots. I don't know.
Well, if they were expensive, they're vases anyway, not vases.
They're pots.
It's a rich lady.
They're giant pots, okay? Green pots that sit on either side of a safe that outlines and specially shows the safe to show this is where the safe is. Come rob me. It's not hidden behind anything or anything else.
Yeah, so this is one of the things that I feel like was just very lazily drawn. It's just an orange background with a square safe and two very just undistinct jars, basically, like just green vases. So, like,
I think Batman and Robin brought those vases in and stuck them on either side of that because they like, might have. Who did? Yeah,
it's because everyone's an idiot in this. It's like, look at this obvious safe, come rob me, and then look at the obvious vases that no one's gonna be hiding in.
First thing I would do was look in that vase when I walked over to that safe.
In any case, Penguin shows up and he's about to rob the safe. But hey, look, the Joker shows up. He's going to do the same thing because they're both after the same thing and both came to the same conclusion. And so they get into Joker and Penguin get into a little fight. Penguin hits Joker in the head with an umbrella, and then Joker punches him in the face. But as they're fighting, Robin and Batman jump out of
Pop go to Weasel. Pop goes the weasel. They both pop out of their stupid thing. Looks like they're in like a Jack in the Box.
Okay. They jump out and they punch Joker. I guess Penguin accidentally trips Joker with his umbrella, or at least that's what it looks like.
Or is he trying to trip Batman? Yeah, I couldn't figure that out either.
He tries to trip Batman.
Oh, yeah, because the Joker, I mean, Robin kicks him in the butt when he's trying to do it.
Yeah, but it says that my umbrella is always ready to make Batman unsteady.
And then Joker shoots a smoke bomb out of a gun and shrouds the place in smoke. And they get away but leave their goons behind.
They never give a crap about their goons.
No.
No.
In fact, they so leave them behind, they both jump on a train and get out of there.
Oh yeah, they left the state.
But in that time, I guess they decided that they worked together well escaping. So now they're going to become a team. And thus, a crime wave happens, according to the narrator.
Yeah.
And it only takes them hours to come up with a crime wave. Because that's what the guy says. Hours pass before this unholy union mastermind strikes.
So, and hours pass, and then it's already in the paper, too?
Well, it's
all right. Oh, that's the following day. Okay, that's the following day.
Yes.
Got it.
Joker and Penguin steal fortune and gems from some heiress, and then they also snatch a payroll. Penguin Pelfer's pearls as Joker also Jimmy's jewelry from safe. They commit, like, three crimes in, like, 3 hours. So, Batman and Robin were off that night, I guess.
Well, they didn't see it in the paper yet.
Oh, that's true. But they... Wait. No, they're already on to the crime. So, they would... Never mind. It does not matter. Anyway, moving on. They go to Commissioner Gordon's for... They're essentially be told that his cops are useless and they need Batman and Robin.
Yeah, they stink. Yeah.
Across the street from the commissioner's house, for reasons, there is balloons and there's a payroll coming out of a bank across the street.
Well, that's what it is. So the balloons are out there because the Penguin set them up. Penguin put the balloons there so that he knew these guys were coming.
Right. I didn't see the bank. That was a bank across the street, so I wasn't sure why they were across the street from the commissioner's office, but apparently there's a bank from across the street from the commissioner's office that has a payroll that's coming out.
And he's peeking around a corner going, toy balloons, 10 cents. So he did. He put the balloons there. Okay.
Right. And so he runs by, grabs the balloons, grabs the payroll, and flies away on his balloon.
I'm pretty sure I saw that on Mythbusters, and you can't just fly away on helium balloons like that, but whatever.
Not on small ones.
Right. I mean, they had hundreds of them, I think. Oh, sure.
Yeah, they did it. I did see it on Mythbusters, actually. And they did it with small balloons. And you need, like, millions of them, and they still won't hold enough. By the time the pressure would get up, it would pop. But with the weather balloons, they can.
Oh, okay.
Well, you found to understand that the Penguin doesn't weigh anything.
That is true.
Oh, he doesn't weigh anything at all?
Yeah.
I told you he's putting weight on. He's looking a little chunky.
Yeah, but that's all superficial. That doesn't weigh anything.
Air weight.
It's like air. It's like a video game when you pick up stuff, it doesn't weigh anything.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah. Anyway. So, Penguin's flying away on the helium balloons, and Batman and Robin see him fly by the commissioner's window. This wasn't a very smart plan.
Wait. But Batman and Robin weigh stuff, right?
No.
Okay, because they're gonna float away on his legs.
No, they got all that stuff in their utility belt.
Oh, I got it. They don't weigh nothing.
Yeah, exactly. It's their utility belt that's holding them down. That's why they always don't sink and drown in the water. That's why they always pop back up.
They just pop back up. They get stronger from water, too.
Yeah, exactly. See?
Yeah.
You need to think things through, okay?
True.
I don't really understand why he needed balloons, though. Doesn't he fly away from his umbrella anyway?
No, he glides down.
No, yeah, he's going to jump from high and glide. It doesn't have, like, a propeller.
Although, he does have a propeller umbrella we established. Maybe he just forgot it that day.
Oh, he does have it already? I didn't think he had it yet.
We saw it in one of the previous episodes.
Huh.
Yes.
So, yeah, he must have forgot it, then.
Yeah. Anyway, so he flies by the commissioner. This was not a good idea. Flies by the commissioner's window, and Batman and Robin are inside, and they jump out the window, grab him, and they slowly fall down. I guess they were planning for this, because the Joker is waiting and they shoot the balloons.
Yeah, he gets
They were waiting so they can start to shoot the balloons to bring him back down. And then they're going to catch him.
Right. And then Joker catches Batman, Robin, and the Penguin, and the Penguin says, it's a good thing that they jumped on me, or else I would have flown away, because he doesn't weigh nothing, see?
Oh.
And they capture Batman and Robin. I guess Batman and Robin just let this happen.
Yeah, did they get knocked out? I couldn't figure it out.
I don't think they were knocked out, because
No. Well, I mean, they landed on the bottom. I guess they were just all banged up, right?
Yeah, I guess, because they landed on, like, a trampoline. So.
Right, so how did they get captured? Because the penguin, it does weigh something. He landed on them and hurt them.
Well, no, the money landed on
them. Oh.
They hit each other's head, that's how it looks like.
Either way, they didn't get knocked out, but somehow they just got taken away anyway.
Yeah, so the bad guys stuff them in a car and take them back to their lair.
Yeah.
Anyway, and they're celebrating their victory. But Batman plays to their vanity and causes them to argue over which one of them is actually the better of the two. And then he comes up with a little game. So let's see who can shoot these tiny vases, I guess.
Yeah, I didn't...
Well, what happens is Batman decides he's going to challenge them. He purposely tells them that he knew a guy who could shoot these tiny vases off somebody's head.
Yeah.
And that's why they decide to do this, because they're like, oh, well, we're better than him. So they put the vases on their heads. Well,
that's a good idea. What if they didn't? What if they weren't good shots?
Well, Batman knew they were both good shots.
Oh, okay.
That's why he purposely did this. He knew they could both do it.
Like, my biggest issue with this is, why are these two tiny vases on top of this place? Who has these things?
Rich people.
What are they for?
They're going to have tiny plants in them eventually.
Okay. And, like, they put them on Batman and Robin's head, and Penguin and Joker both shoot them off his head. Do they really make big enough shards so that Batman can use one of them to cut?
Well, here's the thing. I agree with that. And I also look, they both have capes on that are covering their hands. They didn't catch shards.
Yeah.
They didn't catch shards.
No, Batman's got to pull over to the side. Do you see it?
Not when the thing is being shot.
No, they didn't catch shards, but maybe he picked it up off the ground. Who knows? But, like, that, it looks, if that thing got shot by a bullet, it would be blown to smithereens in tiny little pieces. Not big enough for him to have a giant piece.
Definitely not.
It just wasn't really well thought out. Like, maybe they should have bigger vases. That's all I'm saying. Why did they have to be tiny vases?
Well, because it made it more dangerous when they were shooting it. Batman.
Plus, they didn't draw, because they had a fireplace, they didn't draw, like, a radiator that could heat up, like, a plant, you know,
get the seeds
to pop, and, you know, so.
It's almost like we don't have anything for this part, let's just draw something on top of the fireplace so Batman can say, hey, here,
yeah.
Well, let's just draw, we drew giant vases before, let's draw tiny vases later.
Yeah, it's easy. Same thing, just smaller.
Anyway. Joker and Penguin argue over who's the better shot, and then they decide, hey, it doesn't matter, we're both, let's go kill them anyway, right? It doesn't matter how we kill them, or who kills them, or who's better, we should just shoot them. But by this time, Batman and Robin freed themselves and attack Penguin and Joker. Joker hits the fireplace and knocks the coat of arms on top of his head, Robin hits the Penguin into a set of umbrellas, Penguin opens up an umbrella and knocks Robin back in and tries to get out. Jumps out through the window, but Batman throws another umbrella to knock that umbrella out of his hand so he can't jump, and then I guess they're captured.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, that's what happened.
Because they're tied up in the next thing. And so the unique official partnership is dissolved while they await for the police, and then Batman explains from the list he found at the hideout, the police made short work rounding up the rest of the gang, which means that Gotham ought to be quiet for a while. Robin says, the end.
I really enjoyed the decor that they went out and got when they decided to make a partnership. So did anybody notice the lampshade with the penguins and the suits from the cards again?
No. Oh, yeah, I did. He's got it in his hand, actually.
Oh, he has it in his hand somewhere? I just remember.
Or, no, it falls off and hits the Joker in the head, is what happens.
No. The lampshade.
In the same panel.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, so they got specifically made decorum for their hideout together.
Their hideout. In a couple hours.
Yeah, it's almost like that's a stupid idea because it's a good way to get yourself caught, but whatever.
Yeah.
Well, if they come in, they'll be like, hey, this is nice stuff. I wonder who it is.
I mean, I knocked the entire story, but it was a fun story, actually.
It was. I liked it. I did like it. I thought it was good and, again, written well and the not overly, you know, wordy, I liked. So, Appearing in Knights of Knavery, we had Batman and Robin, and a pop-up just got in my way. And the antagonists were the Joker, the Penguin, and for some reason Needles is mentioned, I guess because they say his name during the issue.
Yeah. Anytime they mention a name, they bring it up.
They throw it in there. Yeah. Other characters are Commissioner Gordon and Mrs. Van Landorpife. Locations are Gotham City, GCPD headquarters, Gotham State Penitentiary, Wayne Manor, and Van Landorpife home. And then the items, for some reason, they listed the Gotham Gazette, but not the Gotham regular paper. Penguin's umbrella.
The Gotham Gazette is the regular paper.
Well, there was two papers in this one. It just said the Gotham News and the Gotham Gazette. Robin was reading one, and Batman was reading one.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why. And they both had different stories in them, too. And then the vehicles, it just says the Batmobile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what? You didn't say what you thought, Lump.
I actually really liked it.
Yeah.
It was easy to read. I thought the story was pretty well done. Obviously, there's convoluted shit in everything we read, especially in this age of comics. But but I thought it was really good.
Yeah, I mean, it was a solid issue with two really good villains, and the good villains always saves a story. So
true.
Yeah.
So I lied.
I just can't wait until we get to a point where we actually get. Where everyone's not stupid. I mean, Gotham police are always stupid, but...
Yeah, but like
these stupid plans are boring as hell. Like, I can't wait till they start becoming a threat.
Yeah, yeah. Or like, it's things, they're a little... I like, as it gets closer to where we are now, doesn't, like, the Batman issue, wouldn't it be, like, one full story where it's a lot of pages instead of just 13 pages?
Yeah, it's going to get to a point where it's just one Batman story. And see, it's like
that's when they're going to be able to go into more detail.
Okay. Yeah, like where the Batman story is like 23 pages and there might be a backup story that's shorter.
Right, right.
But yeah, these small anthology stories are kind of getting too... They're getting old.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
They're getting old and they're almost getting repetitive. That's kind of what's happening for me. As I read it, I'm like... Okay, like, it's not the exact same story, but it's not generic. That far off from the one I read before. Like,
Yeah,
it's... And, yeah, they just got to start mixing things up a little bit, I think.
So, anyway, I lied, TJ. I told you I wasn't going to tell a joke this time, but I'm gonna just keep going with the jokes, but you might not get a Batman joke every time. How's that sound? Does that sound okay?
Okay, we do.
But do you know where penguins keep their savings?
The Iceberg Lounge.
Ah, that's not a bad... no, but it's in a snowbank. They keep it in a snowbank. Come on. Come on. What? Come on, that's not bad. A snowbank.
What do you want? It's a lackluster reaction for a lackluster episode, okay?
These are the jokes, especially if we're going to get more episodes, so...
I mean, you didn't even get a reaction out of Lumpy, and he loves your jokes.
I'm still waiting. I was waiting to give my reaction. I didn't... I just know... The problem is I know that wasn't a handwritten one. Well, the ones you write by yourself are way better.
Yeah, no, no. That was a handwritten one. He just came up with that one off the top of his head. Don't try and give him any more credit than he got. Yeah.
You want to hear the first one I was going to tell you?
Is it something to do with this?
No, I was looking up penguin jokes, but that was not one of them. All right, here's the first penguin joke I found. Which bird always gets first place? A penguin. See, that's worse. That's worse than the one I told you.
I don't know. I like that one.
I think it's about on par because they're both kind of the same joke, only with different words.
Well, that's what you're getting. So, I'm out of here.